This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
From your perspective, what is it when you watch the tape that you see dissected for us?
Well, first of all, I can tell you that civilly and criminally, it's going to be a very difficult case to prosecute. There's something that's called qualified immunity that makes it very, very difficult to prosecute police officers when they believe that someone, that deadly physical force or physical force is necessary to protect the life of somebody being injured or killed. So in other words, when I saw, I think the police officer that shot and killed this poor woman made a mistake. Okay, I don't believe that the woman was going to actually harm a police officer. I thought that the way that the angle of the car was, that there wasn't anybody that she could hit. But the thing of it is did the police officer that fired that shot have a reasonable belief that that deadly physical force was necessary to prevent the injury, serious injury or death of his fellow police officers? And that officer had to make a very split second decision. And that, like, looking at the video, the split second decision was probably the wrong one, but it is one that the police officers are immune from civil.
Why would you say it's the wrong one when we're hearing that the vehicle actually struck the police officer?
Well, when I actually looked at some close video, and there were several different stations that had different angles of it. And the one that I saw that was a really, really close up zoom, it looked like the car was going in a direction where there was no police car in front of it. But you know, with a matter, of 2-3 feet, 4 feet, even 6 feet, it was close enough so that a police officer could have made a mistake. Okay.
Did you see the vehicle hit the officer? Because that's what we're being told.
The close-ups that I saw, and I saw a lot of close-ups, I did not see the vehicle strike an officer. I saw an officer close to the vehicle, I think trying to open the door with his gun pointed out. That officer was not in danger. The officer that was that fired the shot was not in the line to be shot. So, you know, I think the government can spin it any way that they want, but I'm just going to call it as I see it, and I would call it to be a mistake, an unfortunate mistake that's going to affect this officer's mental state, his career. You know, somebody's dead. The woman is dead. It's going to affect her family. It's going to affect the community. And it has the whole country upset. And Tom, let me just tell you, I mean, today,
I'm upset with the people protesting. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I feel bad about the
woman being killed, but if she'd have minded her own business, she'd be here today.
Well, let me just say this, you know, people in America, you know, have a constitutional right to protest,
but not to interfere with the lawful duties of a cop.
They don't have the right, to interfere with law enforcement in an unlawful way. And what this woman was doing went too far. Okay, when she was leaving, it's almost like a resisting arrest. And so, you know, what I'm trying to do, Tom, is this. I don't, you know, there's going to be some protests today in Buffalo at 250 Delaware Avenue. I've been receiving notices about that from Push Buffalo. And so I think what the public needs to understand is the public has the right to have peaceful protests. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, what your political state, you know, persuasion is, red state, blue state, conservative, liberal, middle of the road or whatever. You have the right to peaceful protest. But when the police get involved, you know, if you're going to throw snowballs, if you're going to, you know, throw objects at the police, if you're going to try to attack the police or anything, then you are not only endangering your life, but you're endangering the lives of other people around you. And so, you know, a lot of people are going to look at this and say, well, you know, John, what's your legal analysis? Is this police officer going to get prosecuted criminally? Is this ICE officer, is he going to get prosecuted civilly? I can tell you right now, I don't think that he's going to get prosecuted criminally. First of all, I don't believe that the Justice Department is going to indict this officer for what happened, particularly a Trump Justice Department. Okay, and locally, if the Minneapolis, state prosecutors try to prosecute the case, I don't think that would be successful either. And there's precedent for it because if they tried to prosecute it at the state level, it would be removed to federal court. And I can just give you some history of similar cases where cases were removed to federal court because of the federal law involving qualified immunity. I mean, you can go all the way back to Mississippi when James Meredith was a African-American student trying to get admission into the University of Mississippi. And the president sent in troops to quell the crowds, and the crowds were the federal marshals used tear gas, and the local municipalities tried to charge the federal officers that used tear gas with disorderly conduct. That was removed to federal court from the state court. And the state court dismissed because it was consistent with the federal laws and the defenses of qualified immunity. Or you can even go to the 1990s case of Ruby Ridge. You know, FBI sniper accidentally shot an unarmed woman in protest, and the Idaho County prosecutor indicted it. That case was removed to federal court, and it was dismissed. So, I mean, my thing is, I have no skin in the game. Okay, I don't want to see people in Buffalo if there are protests in reaction to that, injured. I don't want people in Buffalo to think that they have more rights as protesters than they do. And I don't want to see law enforcement officers placed in danger where, you know, I mean, you know, they work 9 to 5. They got to show up for work. They want to come home to their families. And I don't want them to be in a situation where, you know, do I have to pull the trigger? Do I have to use force and hurt a citizen in Buffalo? You know, my purpose for agreeing to be on your show is to allow people to understand what their legal rights are and to just give an unbiased, you know, legal analysis of what happened. Some people, you know, are going to say, well, why aren't these guys prosecuted? Is the federal government covering it up? No, they're not. Is there going to be a civil lawsuit? I think if there's a civil lawsuit, it's going to go nowhere. And so it's an unfortunate situation where a woman who was protesting, whether or not, you know, her intentions were right or wrong, she's dead.
John Elmore is our guest on News Radio 930 WBEN. But, John, her intentions at this point are really moot. It seems to me, and you can correct me if I'm wrong because you're the one with the law degree and license to practice law in New York State and everything. But, number one, what really matters here is, was the belief by the police officer in using deadly physical force justified by the circumstances on the ground? And as you said, it was a split-second decision with a vehicle that easily could have turned him into a pancake. The other issue is, in Minnesota and most other states with which I'm at all familiar, the police officer is under no obligation to retreat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
No, the police officer is not under an obligation to retreat. No, and I mean, and I think that there's a difference between a moral obligation and a legal obligation. But I mean, in this, I don't think that any prosecutor, however skilled they are, is going to be able to prove what that police officer's state of mind is. And I mean, if you look at the human brain, the way that our brains are, you know, we have a logical part of the brain and primarily in the left hemisphere. And then you have what they call the amygdala. And that's the part of the brain that deals with danger. And you know, when you're in a dangerous situation, that logical part of your brain kind of shuts down. And that harsh portion of the brain that deals with flight or fight kind of takes over and causes you to react really, really quickly. And that's why it's really hard to you know, second guess a police officer's split second action in a situation like that. You know, so, I mean, if there are people in the public that are going to say, well, the government's covering this up, the Justice Department should prosecute it, you know, lawyers should file a liberal, a lawsuit, and they're going to make millions of dollars because this woman got killed. I'm saying it's not going to happen. And the message should be to those here in Western New York, whatever side of the aisle you're on, to the left, to the right, pro-immigration, anti-immigration, if you are going to protest peacefully. Don't throw snowballs at law enforcement, bottles at law enforcement. Don't resist arrest, because you may be right, but if you're standing up for what you believe you know your rights are, but if you get killed, you know, that's it's lights out. It's lights out forever, and your family has to bury you and the whole community mourns. So, you know, I mean, these folks today, from Push Buffalo or whatever, that are going to protest at 250 Delaware Avenue, okay, protest peacefully. Carry your signs. If you want to call ICE names, that's fine, but don't throw anything at them. You know, if they ask you to get off a corner and leave, then, you know, don't resist. Yeah, we have a right to protest and express our opinions about how our elected officials are handling things. Whether you're pro-immigration, anti-immigration or whatever, we all have to respect people's rights to peacefully protest.
Yeah, I mean, these laws have been on the books for a long time. It's just that they haven't been enforced like this for a very long time. This is not something that came in under Donald Trump any more than Maduro, who seems to have vanished from the protest grid pretty quickly. John Elmore, Buffalo attorney, is our guest. You've used the expression, and could you give us could you dumb it down for those of us who don't know? Qualified immunity in a nutshell, John, how would you define that?
Yeah, so qualified immunity basically says that an officer's immune from liability if he has a good faith belief that physical force or deadly physical force is justified. They can't be sued by it. And let me just tell you.
That's a civil concept and not a one of culpability.
Qualified immunity also applies in criminal cases. If the police officer had a reasonable belief to believe that deadly physical force was necessary to prevent serious injury or the death of himself or a third person, then that would be a justifiable shoot and an absolute defense, civilly or criminally.
Now,
and that's
let me just try to understand this, because our time, as you know, is limited. You said that you believe the shooting was a mistake, but I must ask you, if the officer had a reasonable belief that his life was in danger, why is it a mistake?
Well, it's a mistake if you... So in other words, police officers are allowed to make mistakes based upon their beliefs, you know, and so you can make a mistake, but it can still be, a legally justified shooting. And let me just give an example from my own experience, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going through the State Police Academy, taking firearms training. And we're at the firearms range. It's an indoor range, and there's a big, giant TV screen. And they're doing simulated, like a reality thing. And it's called Shoot, Don't Shoot. And so all of a sudden, you know, we're playing the role of the officer, and then there's a situation, and you got to think real good and pull your gun out and shoot the screen, okay? We did this for hours and hours and hours, part of the training, and it's part of continuing training that they have. And all of us had situations where we got shot, and all of us had situations where we shot an innocent person based upon making a quick split second decision.
But none of those targets was driving a vehicle towards you.
Okay, so this is where you and I maybe saw some different videos. Okay, but when I looked at the video, and I saw several of them on several different locations, the video that I saw, the car was not headed in a path where it would have hit anyone.
The video I saw, there wasn't enough room for the officer looking at the vehicle and also pulling out his firearm to defend himself to make a determination according to laws of physics where that giant truck was heading before he decided to open fire.
So this is one that we can agree to disagree on, okay? But assuming that what your version is correct. Well, it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters, Tom, is what the officer's belief was. Okay, right. That's the only thing that matters. Not you and I looking at the situation and agreeing or disagreeing. And I guess that's what we saw. Is probably a reason why they have the doctrine of qualified immunity, because two people can see the same thing and come to a different conclusion, right?
Well, I think we definitely did both watch the same video, but you said earlier that this was a split-second decision by the ICE officer, and when they slow it down, were you getting a tenth of the motion that you would in real life, it's very easy, I think, to do a second guess on what the officer did in front of that vehicle, because he had to process in less than a couple of seconds, well under a couple of seconds, what the trajectory was of that vehicle. Was he in danger? Was he justified in using deadly physical force? When you slow it down, the decision might seem a little bit easier. And I don't think that this decision crossed the line personally, but I'm not the attorney.
Well, you know what? Either it was a mistake, or you know, he was correct in shooting him. It's not a prosecutorial offense, and the lady shouldn't have been doing what she did, anyways. You know, she shouldn't have been driving away. She shouldn't have been driving away. And she shouldn't have been interfering with ICE, you know. I mean, apparently there was a car there stuck in the snow. She'd been following, ICE all around and all that. That's a lot different than a peaceful protest, you know. I mean, a peaceful stand on the corner with your signs, you know, call them names. I mean, there's a lot of ways that we can voice our opinions about our feelings about government, however we feel. You know, write letters to your congressman, write letters to the other, post stuff on Facebook and TikTok, and, you know, stand in front of government buildings with your signs. You can call ICE names and all that, but you cannot interfere with their lawful operations, because if you do, you're putting yourself in danger. Listen, Tom, I don't care. I'm not going to mess with a thug that has a gun. I'm not going to mess with a police officer that has a gun. You follow me? Because when you mess with somebody that has a gun, you're putting yourself in danger. You're putting your life in danger. And so these folks in Buffalo, if they're listening to your show, if they're, you know, if they hate ICE, if they hate the Trump administration, and they hate, you know, Vice President Vance and the way that the country's treating immigration, respect their right to protest. Let them protest. Let them voice their opinion. But please, please keep this community safe and make sure that that you don't endanger your life. These guys have guns. You may get killed, and we don't want any funerals here.
No, sir. That is correct. John Elmore, thank you very much, man. I appreciate your time. As always, talk to you soon.
I appreciate you, too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Buffalo attorney John Elmore on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.